This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
John Michaels is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And he is, as you can tell by what he's wearing, a diehard Miami Hurricanes fan. He was there Sunday night. You can hear John Michaels mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. You can hear him nationally on ESPN Radio. Before we talk football, I always remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes merch this season is Caneswear in Davie or caneswear.com. I will, in the issue of fairness, because I know John Michaels and I were going to talk from the Hurricanes' point of view. I did text with Brady Quinn this morning. He's not disappointed in what he saw. He's going to join us tomorrow. I got today, right after the first segment was over, a DM from Sean Wooden. He said, slow down talking bad about my Irish. Too early. We got another historic rebound in the works. So in the issue of being fair and balanced, I wanted to give you Sean Wooden and Brady Quinn's opinion of things. John, you were there on Sunday. It did get a little dicier at the end than it probably should have. But what a heck of a win to start the season, right?
Oh, it was everything that Mario Cristobal has talked about building towards, building lines of scrimmage, building dominance, being able to run the ball, being able to take care of a game against a quality opponent. Like, I hate Notre Dame with every ounce of my life. Them and Florida State and Florida, my son is not allowed to go to those schools. I don't give a damn if he gets 12 scholarships. He's not attending. I hate him. My wife got to see the level of vitriol between Miami and Notre Dame fans. But at the end, Mario Cristobal can look and go, I built a dominant offensive line that dominated Notre Dame's ass all over the field. I built a great defensive line that when the game was on the line, and I heard Shannon Dawson talking about it today, he said, I had no problem kicking the ball because I knew our D-line was going to go get pressure at the end of the game, and Reuben Bain and Akeem Mesidor looked like they were shot out of a cannon. They look like a team that has sustainability, and I think that's something we haven't had. Like the 2017 game, we always go back to that. It was awesome, 41-8, and then things fell apart. And last year, you know, everything seemed like there was a lot of miracles involved. Cam Ward was pulling rabbits out of his hat time and time again. But it never felt like with that defense it was going to stay together. This feels like, and I'm going to say it right now, a true national title contender in the year 2025. Why not Miami? We've got a six-year quarterback. We're going to be the best team on the lines of scrimmage every time we take the field. And I think the receivers, the defensive backs, the scheme, it's only going to get better as the year progresses.
And, John, that's what my biggest takeaway from watching that game was that they dominated the line. Both sides, like, the line was moving backwards for Notre Dame, and then when UM had the ball, they were whooping the ass to get those gaps open. Did Carson Beck pick up right where he left off before the injury? Because you watch a lot more Carson. I watched him in the SEC, but hell, I was questioning him. I questioned Cam Ward too. He looked good.
Yeah, Carson looked really good. I thought they were conservative some with the play calling a little bit. And I think that was partly, look, we knew we could run the football. They wanted to play the clock game. They didn't want to get into Syracuse. But Carson Beck did exactly what you wanted to. 21 or 20 of 31, 200 yards, throws a couple of touchdowns. Did he get fortunate that C.J. Daniels makes one of the greatest catches you'll ever see? Absolutely. That ball's probably intercepted 9 out of 10 times, and C.J. Daniels comes down with it. But he didn't put him in harm's way. I thought the times he took shots down the field, it was man-to-man coverage, and he was going to take opportunities. He looked like a guy that had been a 6-year quarterback. He was in command of the huddle. Never was Miami panicked at the line of scrimmage trying to run and get before the play clock was going. It was, I'm running this offense, I'm getting to my checks, I'm doing everything I need to. He kind of spoon-fed the younger receivers. Malachi Toney, my goodness, that kid should be at American Heritage right now. He looked like the best receiver on the field. And I think a lot of that had to do with Carson Beck's leadership. Like Crowder, everything they talked bad about him at the end of his time in Georgia, he did just the opposite on Sunday night with Miami. We got the right guy to lead us, and I think he's got a chance to lead us to the promised land.
Maybe you can donate some of those funds from your Hard Rock bet winnings to Malachi Toney's NIL fund, John, because we got to keep that guy here for 3 seasons. So what? Explain to me exactly how this happens with Carson Beck then. Is it just like anger and bitterness because he ends up leaving or he had a bad season where like there's this narrative coming out of mostly Georgia, but I think most of the national pundits or media kind of grabbed onto that narrative too, that he just wasn't a talented quarterback anymore, because I'm not saying he's going to be Cam Ward, but he looked pretty close to it in that first appearance the other day, John.
Yeah, I think part of it, Solana, it had to do with he did have a bad like 4-game stretch where he threw a bunch of interceptions. He threw 3 picks against Texas, but they won the game. He threw 3 yanks against Alabama, they lose. He throws 3 interceptions against Florida, they ultimately win that game. And he wasn't very good against Ole Miss. So I think there was a stretch there where Carson didn't play well. Twofold to that. One, their offensive line was decimated by injuries last year. They couldn't run the ball, which is very un-Georgia-like. And I think there were times that Carson didn't trust his receivers, who dropped over 30 balls a year ago and probably cost him another 500 or 600 yards in passing yardage. I think then he started trying to do too much. Then you tie into that, the guy's driving around Athens, Georgia in a Lamborghini. That's like driving around Gainesville, Florida in a Lamborghini. You just don't see that happen. Miami, that's a Tuesday. A Lambo drives by, you go, whatever. There's another tech billionaire driving down in a Lambo. I think there was part of it that, you know, the internet girlfriend, I'm not sure that people really embrace that. I'm not sure that Carson embraced that a lot of times with the Cavender twin and doing all the social media and doing all that different stuff. And then Carson himself will tell you he's an introvert. He wants to play ball. And this is what he told us face-to-face at ACC Media Days. He goes, I want to go to practice. I want to work out with my teammates, and I go home. Like, he's not even a Miami lifestyle kind of guy. And I think, you know, the injury on top of that, and then the fact that he left, I think all of those narratives started to play out. And you know what happens. You know, Georgia fan 605 says this happens on social media, then they run with it. Now all of a sudden media members start to believe it. Carson was always talented. The guy was 24-3 as a starter at the University of Georgia. You don't do that by accident. I get it. He was playing with uber talented guys all over the field, but it's not like he was underhanding the ball and they were running the wing tee. The guy was standing back there throwing the football. He had 26 touchdowns, 12 picks. He threw for 3,600 yards a year ago, which is basically what Garrett Nussmeier had and Cade Klubnik. Yet they say those two guys are the greatest thing since sliced bread, and Carson had fallen off. I'm glad he proved a lot of people wrong on national TV on Sunday. And you saw the emotion pour out after the game. A kid that had 8 months of dealing with an arm injury, didn't know if he was going to play football again, and it all came out on Sunday. Like I said, I'm glad he's on our side now.
You mentioned, obviously, we've mentioned Carson Beck a million times and Malachi Toney and Reuben Bain. I mean, we can go down the list. How about Carter Davis, the kicker, I don't know how you felt after the first field goal attempt that went awry. I was like, this is going to be a disaster. And every time he trotted him out there, whether it was an extra point or a field goal, I started getting nervous. I thought Mario had made a mistake settling for a 47-yarder at the end. I was cursing him. It worked out perfectly. We got to give some love to Carter Davis, no?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, absolutely. First and foremost, I didn't even realize it was Carter. I thought it was Bert Auburn, the first kick when they snapped the ground ball back there. I'm not, you know, so many kids have changed. I'm not familiar with everybody's number. I'm trying to look. I'm trying to do this. And I go, oh, dude, that's Davis. All right. I didn't realize he was 4-for-11 on kicks at FAU until we got ready for the final kick. So my seats, I'm in section 106. I'm facing, the kick was going away from me. And when I say things were puckered this tight and my hands are shaking, and Crowder, you'll love this. My wife, who's never been to a big home Miami game, she'd been to Tallahassee with me. She had never been there. I'm the last 5 minutes, my heart's beating 400 beats a minute. My hands are shaking. And she grabs me and goes, babe, are you going to be okay? But she thought I was going to have a stroke. I said, I'm all right. My whole section, people started turning around. They wouldn't even watch the kick. And as soon as he hit it, I knew he nailed it. And I'm like, it's good, it's good. And I'm running up and down the stairs. I was telling you guys off the air, I have bruises up and down my wrist because you know what happens with drunk fans when they go to hug you and dap you up? They miss and they're hitting your arm and they're hitting your neck. I'm like, what in the hell is going on? But, dude, that kid, he's got balls of steel to make that kick. It's a little bit damp. It's Notre Dame. You're tied. If you miss it, Notre Dame gets the ball at like the 35-yard line, and they're going to have a chance to go beat you with a field goal. Carter Davis, bro, you should be with every single woman on campus right now having free lunch dates, letting them take you to Joe Stonecrabs for making that kick. Hell, we might have to take you the next time we come down there.
John, was it stupid? When was Trajan banding? I call it the Trajan
2017.
Banding.
2017.
Was it crazy like that? Because that was one of the most intense crowds I've ever been a part of in my playing or watching a game. Was it wild Sunday night?
Oh, it was absolutely nuts. I never sat down other than halftime. I had to go get some chips. I was so hungry and so – I'll be honest. I was half-cocked. I had drank, you know, about 15 Tito's and Red Bulls pregame. So I had to get some carbs in me to make it through the rest of the game. But that's the only time I sat down, really, from the time we got – I didn't sit during the tailgate, nothing. It's one of the most wild atmospheres I've ever been to. Wide right three in the Orange Bowl was a little bit crazier. Wide left was pretty crazy. But this from start to finish, from the fact that you had Trick Daddy and Andre Johnson and Ed Reed and Ray Lewis and Uncle Luke and Rick Ross and just every celebrity that could be there was there. It lets you know that Miami is that kind of town. When we're good, we're going to be there. But I haven't been to many games like that. And I thought it was going to be cruise control. We went up 24-14. I go, all right, this one might be in the bag. And as soon as I said that, we got a little bit conservative. They hit a busted coverage play down the field. And when it's 24-24, I'm like, if we lose this damn game, I'm never going back to work. And it's going to be a really, really rough next 12 hours trying to fly back home. But thankfully, they got the job done. And seeing Mario with Don Bailey Jr. afterwards, like Mario's, you know, very stoic. To see the smile on his face, it was really good to see Mario have that. And I was super proud of the team. And I cannot wait for Florida in 2.5 weeks, Crowder, because I'm going to be back there. I better find you pregame. I better find you ain't working that one because we're going to have to get it in on that game.
Yeah. Hey, I want to ask you about it because it's funny when people go to like Gainesville and they play the Gators, they'll come out and be like, those people are very nice. And I tell them, I'm like, we're a privileged crowd. We're not nasty. Is Notre Dame nasty? Like, was it crap talking going on and arguing?
Dude, they were petrified. They're first and foremost, any of the national dorks that say, oh, it was 50-50, there might have been 5,000 Notre Dame fans. And I might be nice there at all. Like, they just weren't there. The ones that were there, I think where we were sitting, I saw like four, and they just sat quiet as a church mouse the whole day. They didn't want to say a word. The couple of them that walked through the tailgate, they were getting booed. They were getting heckled. And they were just head down trying to get wherever they were going to go to. So I didn't hear any nastiness out of them. We had the idiot podcasters a week ago calling us unintelligent thugs. Guess what? You guys are unintelligent, probably unemployed, and you're also without a win. Losers, take that.
That is not the opinion of Brady Quinn nor Sean Wooden.
Oh, you know what? Hawk, I love to see that because now Notre Dame's turned into moral victory you. All the people I see on social media, you know, we walked into Miami with a redshirt freshman quarterback and we played tough.
Yeah.
I heard for 8 months we had no chance on the line of scrimmage. They're the national runner-ups. They've got Deion Sanders on one side and Darrell Revis on the other with Ed Reed in the secondary. And you had a 17-year-old slice you up like a Ginsu knife. Take that. Go back to Notre Dame. Cry in your damn lucky charms. I don't want to hear moral victories or anything else. And I'll tell you, Hard Rock Bet, I put my money where my mouth is. And this, we went to Joy Taylor's party on Saturday night, which, by the way, shout out to Joy. Sweet as can be. She remembered me from coming on years and years ago when they had a show on the other station that no longer exists. So we talked to her. I got to meet a Bella Danger, who my wife had no earthly idea who she was. And I was way too excited to run up and hug a Bella Danger. Crowder knows who she is.
Jimmy lit up. I saw Jimmy light up.
I think Hard Rock Bet is the best. I put my money in, and I got $150 in free plays. And at Joy's party, right, I guess the more Tito's and Red Bull I drank, the more times I hit Miami money line on one of those free plays. I won some money on LSU because I drunkenly bet on my wife's team. It was great Sunday to look and go, oh, about half my trip was just paid for right here. It made it all worth it. It was an awesome weekend. Canes fans should be super proud of the way they reacted this week. We look like a top 10 team again. I challenge you guys, don't just show up for Notre Dame. Louisville's coming. South Florida in 2 weeks. Bethune this week. Go support these kids and support this program. They deserve it. They're a legitimate national title contender. And if you act like it and you show up every week, we got 8 home games. We'll be 8-0 at home. We're going to be in the college football playoff.
John Michaels, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Follow him on Twitter, John Michaels U. John Michaels, the letter U. Thank you, John.
All right, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.